For the last couple of years, I've been volunteering at a local animal shelter, helping teach dogs basic obedience to increase their chances of being adopted. I've seen hundreds of dogs go through the shelter, many well-behaved and some with behavior issues, including trouble getting along with other dogs. The first dog I ever worked with was 8-year-old Prince. A big gray shepherd mix, Prince won my heart right away. He knew all his basic commands, but all he really wanted was some good scratches and a tummy rub. Fast forward 2 years. Prince was still at the shelter because he was one of those dogs who can't get along with other dogs. He was great with people, but his barking and lunging at passing dogs scared away potential adopters. The result was a handsome, loving dog living in a shelter during what should have been his golden years. It didn't have to be that way. Clearly, Prince had had training when he was younger. But just as clearly, he had not been socialized with other dogs. And when his owners brought him to the shelter, for whatever reason, this lack of socialization threatened to ruin his chances for a happy life with new owners. The bright side of this story is that a couple weeks ago, Prince finally went home to live with his new dad. A darker side is that many people, even in the dog-friendly Bay Area, just don't realize how important it is to socialize their puppies. And it's so easy. As soon as your pup has had his vaccinations, take him to a puppy kindergarten class. Introduce him to your friends' dogs. Take him to a dog park. Just provide as many controlled introductions with other dogs as you can. Not only will this make your dog easier to handle, it can help make sure he doesn't end up in a shelter, and, if he does, can increase his chances of being adopted. Our dogs give us so much: love, companionship, even lowered blood pressure. They deserve a little bit of time spent getting them comfortable with other dogs. It's not hard to do, and it might mean the difference between a life spent with a loving family and one spent in a well-meaning but far from ideal shelter. With a Perspective, I'm Laura Persons.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the internet at lchb.com.